This is CBS News.
You're listening to Michigan's only all-news radio station, News Radio 950, WWJ.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on this Monday, November the 25th. I'm Greg Bowman for WWJ, News Radio 950. Coming up, a surprising rebirth here. It's coming back. This instrument will tell you what's hot again. Not too long ago, area music studios were packed with students learning one instrument, the accordion. Since then, interest in the instrument has waned, but some say the accordion may be making a comeback. WWJ's Marie Osborne spent some time with the Michigan Accordion Society.
The accordion's popularity is mostly due to its versatility. You can play this. And this. And this. Some members here at the Accordion Society remember the instrument in its heyday.
I'm 78 and I'm still playing, and I plan to play till I drop.
Society President Joe Rakia says slowly there are new members picking up the instrument, some as young as four.
We have other students that, you know, are in their teens that are still playing, which is a really nice touch.
Back in the day, Rakia's uncle taught nearly 1,000 accordion students a week here in the Detroit area. He blamed the British invasion for the loss of interest in the accordion.
That's what he blames the Beatles for, but nevertheless, the accordion aficionados continued.
And today, the aficionados in this society number well over 200. Marie Osborne, WWJ News Radio 950.
Guess what music is making a comeback? Yes, the accordion is hot, even with young people. We'll have that story when the news continues next. WWJ's Marie Osborne spent some time with the Michigan Accordion Society.
It's a glamorous instrument. I think it's got a lot of glamour to it.
That 78-year-old Chet Wise has been playing the accordion his whole life. Society President Joe Rakia says he's noticing a trend in the metro area.
We have players that are 4, 6, 7 years old that are taking lessons at some local studios in the area that are affiliated with our organization. We are seeing a demand, and actually we're seeing an increase.
Rakia says the draw is the instrument's versatility and portability.
In my opinion, it's one of the best instruments to learn music on, because you do have a piano-style keyboard on one side, and you have bass and chords on the other.
At one time, the society had just a few dozen members. Today, more than 200 statewide. Marie Osborne, WWJ News Radio 950.
WWJ News Time, 610. Is the accordion making a comeback? Some folks say yes. WWJ's Marie Osborne spent some time with the Michigan Accordion Society.
You might say the accordion is in the DNA of the society president, Joe Rakia.
My grandfather was Henry Ford's personal accordion player. Played a lot of parties at the Ford Mansion. And his son was a very famous jazz accordion player, world-renowned Tony Dannen.
But as you talk with society members, you see Rakia is not alone for his enduring love of the instrument.
It's unbelievable what you can do with it. Whatever creativity, where you want to fit in, you fit in with your type of music.
That's Pat O'Rourke, playing My Marie, by the way. And she's played the instrument since childhood.
I love the sound. I love that, you know, you could take it with you anywhere and everywhere.
That's when Pat's husband, Tom, chimes in and says Pat loves her accordion so much, she takes it on vacation in their travel trailer, which led to a recent misadventure at a state park.
Camp ranger by the straits that asked her to, people complained. He says, I love it, but I don't know why they don't like it here.
The society now has 200 members, up from just a few years ago. Marie Osborne, WWJ News Radio 950.